Let us begin our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you lead us to come to worship you in all we do. Let us follow your call and your leadership, especially through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that everything we do may be in accordance with your will, and that we may do as you call us to do, to love God and neighbor. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is the ninth week, Wednesday of the ninth week of Ordinary Time, so we're already halfway through the week, in a sense, at least the workday week. And in some places, not in Boston, but in some places, we are on the eve of Corpus Christi. But in other places, mostly countries, we are on the eve of Corpus Christi. For example, Brazil, Father Adriano Zandana will be celebrating Corpus Christi tomorrow in Brazil, and it's a big celebration, because it's also a national holiday in Brazil, because Brazil is a Catholic country. It's actually the world's largest Catholic country, whereas the United States, of course, is not. Don't ever forget that. We are not a Catholic country. We are built on a secular constitution that is that protects freedom of religion. And we were not founded on Catholic principles. We here in the Boston area are founded by the Pilgrims that were not Catholic. So always keep that in mind. That and the reason why I say that, many people listen to this and say, well, we know, Father, why are you saying that? Because there are people who come here from other countries and they don't understand the difference. And they'll suddenly realize, well, what do you mean? I said, well, it's not a Catholic country. Never has been, never will be. And so therefore, things may run here differently than the way you understand them in your home country, especially with Brazilians who've come here, and I've explained that to them. But anyway, we are there are Christian principles that are founded into our culture. We all know that. And there were different battles over those Christian principles, but that's kind of, we could say, a story for another time. But we are called to live our Catholic and or evangelical or mainstream Protestant or whatever principles as we continue in this culture. And that's a good thing. If we're doing things correctly, that's a good thing. Because if everyone is Catholic, we can't witness to anybody. But if everyone is seeking to look towards others for, well, show us who this Jesus is that you claim to believe in, then that puts us in a position where we want to show our faith by living our faith. And we can see a great example of that in today's gospel reading. Today's gospel reading from the readings of the church is from Mark 12, and it's 18 to 27. I'm not going to read the whole reading because I wanted to show something here. And you know what? I'm going to use an accent I've used in the past, not in reading the gospel, but in describing it for the homily. Because, and I will do that not when I read the gospel, but I'll show you what I mean when I describe what I'm talking about in light of this. Some Sadducees, it says, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants, and the third likewise, and the seven left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven married to her, had been married to her." And then Jesus responds and he explains that this is actually not the point of heaven, because when they rise from the dead, he says, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like angels in heaven. So it's an important thing to understand, because what are they doing? They're playing games. That's what they're doing. You see, what they're actually doing is, hey, you know, Jesus, you know what happened? She, you know, you shaded this resurrection. Well, what do we do? You know, so you got this guy, and he dies. And he leaves a wife, no child. So, but he's got like seven brothers. And the next one marries her because, you know, that's the rule. And he dies. And then the next one. And then he dies. Well, you know what? There's seven. And they all die. No descendants. So, you know, which one is she really married to in heaven? Well, you know, can you tell us? And what they're doing is they're mocking him. Because it starts with some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection. So they're mocking him. They're playing games. And of course, Jesus responds to this at the end. He says, as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses in the passage about the bush, how God told him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly misled is the last line of that particular reading. Well, you know what? We deal with this all the time because there are people that say there is no resurrection from the dead. And if there's no resurrection from the dead, one of the questions we can say, well, what's the point? And that's an important thing for us to look at because that has tremendous effects in how we live our life when we understand a resurrection from the dead. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
We now have a regular poll question for you to give your input in current issues affecting the church. This week we ask, should the U.S. bishops call for priests to deny President Joe Biden the Eucharist? You can answer our poll at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Let us know what you think and we will give the results next week. Well, we are at CatholicAudioMedia.com as well as right here on WEZE 590 AM at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, you can listen to us, and you can also, as you'll hear at the end, listen to us through various podcast apps, including the iHeartRadio app, which is the one that I use. So in any case, we're talking about that whole concept of believing in resurrection from the dead. And when we believe in the resurrection from the dead, that affects everything we do for the rest of our lives because we're focused on who we truly are and where we are going. And it's not so much an aspect of trying to earn our way into heaven. What it really is that we understand that there is a reality in the universe, and part of that reality is that we are here on earth learning how to be formed into that mindset, in a sense, that leads us into eternal life. Now, one of the most powerful things I came to realize this week is that we can look at the commandments and we can look at the rules of the church and we can look at all that. And I've been kind of doing some research. Where did it come from that you have to follow certain patterns of behavior in order to get to heaven when the basic rule is to love God and love neighbor? Now, I'm not saying you don't live those patterns of behavior, but the motivation is loving God and loving neighbor. And I've come to realize that the commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, love your neighbor as yourself, is not a manner of acting. The commandment is a motivation. In other words, make that your motivation. And when you make that your motivation, that's going to affect everything you do, because it's going to be your motivation for all your actions. And the more you understand that, and the more you grow in that motivation, the more you'll understand where it is that Christ is calling us to. But the more you reject that motivation and decide to do things that benefit you and you don't care about anybody else, then the more you're not going to fit in the kingdom of God. And therefore, you will not, because you won't fit. You won't belong there. I suppose that's a little thing that I'm going to have to develop a little later on. But you see that? That command is a motivation. Why? Because we believe in eternal life, and everything we want to do is going to lead us to glorify God, the God that we love, and lead others to come to know Christ. And if we don't understand that dynamic, we can get lost in a tyranny of rules that lead us not towards loving others, but away from loving others. And that's a real problem in our church today. It's a real problem in our world today, where people are following rules, but they're not following the motivation for the rules, which is love God and love neighbor. And that's an issue. So when we go back to that eternal life issue, we can realize that this whole thing of being formed into where the Lord is calling us is in the kingdom of God begins with recognizing there is eternal life, and recognizing that our behavior, our motivation for behavior, is rooted in seeking that eternal life, which the Lord is leading us to. And what does he tell us to do in order to live according to the ways of eternal life? Love God and love neighbor. But if there is no eternal life, then where is the definition of your meaning? Where is the definition of meaning? And that's where a lot of problems in our society comes from, because there is no focus. There's no meaning of life for many people because they don't understand it. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll be back at midnight. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer, and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.